You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Punt Podcast here at William Hill. We're looking ahead to the midweek matches in the FA Cup. We've got third round replays with Blackburn against Newcastle and Southampton taking on Derby, the televised matches. A few more alongside that as well. We're going to get stuck into those. My name is Mark Walton. Joining me is Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
I'm very good, thank you. Good to be brought out of retirement for the FA Cup third round replays, all the big games.
Well, you know, you tend to see in football that the reserves and the players that can't quite get a game in the, you know, the big games come out in the FA Cup when teams want to go out. So, you know, given these teams have gone to a replay, there's less of a focus on the FA Cup for them. And we thought you'd wheel you out from the under 23 academy and reserve games.
If only I could be class as an under 23.
Yeah, well, you're allowed to play older players in there. No, you'd be one of those. Anyway, before we get stuck into that, let's have a little bit of a chat about some of the stories in the news. I suppose we should start with the news from Old Trafford. Six games in charge for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, six wins, five of those in the Premier League. His sternest test on Sunday when taking on Tottenham away from home at Wembley, and he's passed that test. Man United coming away with a 1-0 win, and he's now joint favourite to have the job on the first day of next season. 7-4 joint favourite, almost. I'm not going to say ironically, but coincidentally with Mauricio Pochettino, who's the manager he beat on Sunday.
Yeah, it was all lined up for those two to be going head-to-head, although I don't think either of them would have cared about it. He's done nothing wrong, has he? You know, he's gone in there, and I guess he's just allowed the players to have that freedom to be able to play. I don't know if it says as much about Solskjaer as it does about what Mourinho had created at the club. I still don't think they'll go with him, but he's just making it so they have to make a really tough decision, I suppose. There was a lot of chat over the weekend about Gareth Southgate being tipped for the job. 10-1 he is at the moment, obviously the current England boss. But 7-4 looks a little bit short for me at the moment. I mean, look, he's done brilliantly, but we are only mid-January. He's got to keep this ship afloat now until May. And so we'll see, you know, if they come out of it, you know, and they've had a fantastic second half of the season, then, you know, it'll be hard for them to turn him away and send him back to Mulder, but we'll see. I think Pochettino, 7-5, I couldn't really touch either of them at the moment. I thought I'd be looking at a bigger price. I'm not saying Southgate, but I just think both those prices are still a little bit short at the moment when we've got plenty of water to go under the bridge yet.
I hope it's not Southgate from a purely personal point of view, because as fickle as football fans are, when he first got the England job, I was like, oh, Southgate, that's a little bit uninspiring. But the job he's done with the national side is quite something. And for him to leave before he's got as far as he can, I think, it would be disappointing from an England and a non-Manchester United perspective.
But maybe he has gotten as far as he can.
Yeah, you're ruining the dreams, Lee. Let's move on from that, unless there's anything else in the Premier League you want to talk about. I mean, we're waiting on Manchester City's game at the time of recording this, so we don't quite know how they stand at the top, so I think it's probably best to move on to the live action. We've got televised games in the FA Cup, third round replays. We'll start with the Tuesday night game, of course, Blackburn against Newcastle, in a match that I'm sure many people are dubbing the Alan Shearer derby. Blackburn are 7-5, the draw is 11-5, and Newcastle are 2-1. Two sides probably with other things to concentrate on than a cup run. As much as it's a nice thing, they've got, well, certainly Newcastle have got bigger things to worry about in terms of staying in the Premier League.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at the form, I mean, it's just been dreadful over the last six or seven games, hasn't it? Look, they're not losing every single match, but, you know, there's just no wins there, which is, you know, including this draw against Blackburn in the first leg, or the first game. And they needed an 84th minute penalty to rescue that as well. Look, Blackburn aren't, you know, they're not necessarily pulling up trees. They're 14th in the Championship, so I wouldn't be kind of, you know, going crazy on them. But when you've got a team in the Premier League who are struggling for form and struggling for confidence, and there's bigger fish to fry, then I think you have to be looking at Blackburn at home here. I mean, the thing is, I mean, would you, if Blackburn win this game, would anyone think it's that big a shock? I don't really think so. The biggest shock is that you think everyone's calling this the Alan Shearer derby. 7-5, I mean, they're a shorter price than Newcastle are at 2-1. And I always think to myself, like, should a Premier League team be a bigger price than the Championship side? I think in this instance, I think it's fair enough. I don't see it being a particularly high-scoring match, but I see Blackburn getting over the top of Newcastle in the end here. Their home form's been good. You know, they lost to Norwich, but no shame there. They beat West Brom in the last home game, which was way back on New Year's Day, incidentally. This is the first home game they've had for 2 weeks. And they've beaten Wednesday by four goals to two. You know, so they've got some good results at home this season. I think they'll squeak past Newcastle. And I think both teams will score as well. So I think if you don't fancy the 7-5, then maybe the Blackburn win and both teams to score is a way to go. That's 9-2. If you disagree with that, Blackburn to win 2-0 was 3-1, now 7-2. Or Newcastle to score in both halves was 7-2, now 4-1. The enhanced odds going against everything I believe in this game. But I think, you know, I can see this being tight. I can see both teams getting on the score sheet, or Blackburn winning it 2-1. So 9-2 looks a decent price.
I like it, yeah. I think I'd be siding with Blackburn myself as well. If you look at the team lineup for Newcastle and the way they played in that first meeting at St James's Park, it smacked of a side desperate to go out of the cup, who have no interest in a cup run whatsoever. There's obviously a lot of negativity around the club. No transfers, no money, Mike Ashley out, all that kind of stuff. This is a game they don't want. I think Blackburn, in decent form, winning games in the Championship, they're going to be safe from relegation threat. They can go for this.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think we've seen in the third round already that a lot of Premier League clubs who, even, you know, teams who should be trying hard in the FA Cup and who could go on a decent run, teams like Leicester I'm thinking of, have played weakened sides. And I think it's just completely out of order. There's no reason why a team like Leicester should do that. But I think it's fully justified for a team like Newcastle to, you know, keep the powder dry and try and aim to stay in the Premier League. They're not going to win the FA Cup, neither are Blackburn for that matter, but at least with Blackburn, you know, it builds momentum. They're at home, you know, and I think 7-5 is a little skinny. That's why I'm chasing a little bit here and going for that 9-2 with both teams to score. Blackburn win.
We've also got a couple of other games in the FA Cup on Tuesday night. These aren't televised, so we'll be relatively brief with thoughts here. But Luton against Sheffield Wednesday, with Luton 5-4, the draw 9-4, and Wednesday are 11-5. And Stoke against Shrewsbury, Stoke 4-9, 16-5 for the draw and 6-1 for the Shrews. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, well, on the Luton game, I've got a long-standing theory in the Cup, especially the FA Cup. If you get a team from a lower division who are full of confidence and high up in their table against a team from a superior division but who are struggling, then I think there's mileage in taking them. Luton are second in League One. They admittedly, you know, lost their manager recently, but I think once they get over that hiccup, they'll get back on track here. I've got Sheffield Wednesday, who are 16th in the Championship, and I haven't been playing particularly well. Lost 3-0 to Hull on Saturday. The last time they won was away from home against Middlesbrough in terms of away wins. But I think Luton could get the better of Wednesday here. They're 5-4, so I'm not saying it's anything fantastic. Again, you know, the higher division team is 11-5 in this one, but I just think it's well worth a look at Luton here. I think Sheffield Wednesday again could just decide to, you know, maybe play a slightly weakened team here and concentrate on their league status. I think Luton want to get back on track and they'll get a home win here. The other one, Stoke versus Shrewsbury. I mean, geez, these two teams are both so lacking in form. Stoke 15th in the Championship, Shrewsbury 18th. I mean, you'd have to go with the home win, but 4-9 for Stoke. Wow, it's a tough one that. If I went for Blackburn in the first game, but if you went for the higher division clubs in each of the three replays, that treble comes to 13-1. So you've got Newcastle at 2-1, Sheffield Wednesday at 11-5, and Stoke at 4-9. It's not a bad treble, that, if you're going to go with the higher division clubs. I personally think Blackburn, Luton and Stoke will win them.
As a price, it's not bad, but I couldn't back it myself. I'm with you. I think I'd be taking on Newcastle, certainly in those. The good thing about this the Luton game as well, by the way, the winners of Wednesday against Luton have a fourth round tie at Stamford Bridge. So it's a big fillip for whoever wins that game. And you, for me, I'd think, do Wednesday want to go to Stamford Bridge when they've got a few problems in the Championship? Probably, well, they'd take it, I suppose, but it's not the be-all and end-all. But Luton are flying in their division, and they can go to Stamford Bridge. I think they'll be bang up for it, Luton.
Yeah, me too, yeah. I completely agree with you. I think, obviously, Wednesday would be a nice distraction for them, but I just think I'm a big believer in that idea of confidence being a major factor. And I think, you know, when you think about it in terms of league positions, they're not that far apart, in actual fact. But the added confidence that Luton will have going into this, and you know, I know they haven't been in, you know, in as good form recently as they have been early the season, but I still think they'll have a lot more about them, Luton. So yeah, Luton for me.
Action on the BBC on Wednesday night in the FA Cup. Southampton take on Derby. Southampton 13-20. The draw is 27-10, and Derby 9-2. Southampton going okay under their new manager, Ralph Hasenhuttl. Derby trying to bounce back from Spygate at Elland Road when they were pretty poor. I'd be siding with Southampton here. I think 13-20 is actually an okay price. I thought they'd be a little bit shorter than that.
Yeah, it is a bit short though, isn't it, for a team like Southampton. Good win at Leicester at the weekend. I was surprised by that. I thought Leicester would get over them, but you know, Leicester kind of one of those teams who seem to do really well against the better teams and struggle. I mean, Southampton were down to 10 men at half-time and Leicester still couldn't turn the game round. That was the first win that they've had, Southampton, but they have, like you say, they have been playing better. First win in five it was. The 2-2 draw in the first leg, they went two up, two goals from Nathan Redmond, and then let it slip. Kind of similar to the weekend, really. They went two goals up in the first half, had the sending off, and you know, you just wonder if they could have let it slip again there against Leicester. They got away with a win, which is fantastic. They had the 0-0 against Chelsea before the Derby draw. So, like you say, they're not in bad form. Derby, you're never quite sure what you're going to get with them. Usually goals, they beat Norwich 4-3 in the previous away game to Spygate when they lost 2-0 to Leeds. You wonder if all that Spy stuff just had a little bit of an effect on them, don't you? Like something just seemed to knock the stuffing out of them for some reason. So real up and down. The game before the Norwich game, we'd gone to Sheffield United and lost 3-1. They beat Wigan 1-0, lost to Stoke. So it's kind of like, it is a real up and down season for them away from home. They've been flip-flopping between wins and losses ever since losing to Chelsea 3-2 in the League Cup derby. I agree with you with Southampton, but I just can't be backing them at 13-20. I think Derby get on the score sheet here. That Leeds game was the first time they haven't scored away from home since the end of September when they were nilled by Bolton. And that includes going to Chelsea when they scored two at Chelsea. And they've scored four at West Brom as well. So I think they will get on the score sheet. I think the Premier League superiority will tell in the end. You just hope that Southampton are at it here. You know, again, they're hovering. They're a point above the relegation zone, the Premier League. Can they afford to have an FA Cup run? Or does you just want to build some momentum? Will a win here for Southampton just be that extra little bit of momentum that they need after the Leicester win just to kind of propel them forward? Or flip that on its head, would a defeat just kind of, you know, knock the wind out of their sails a little bit after beating Leicester? So I get where you're coming from with the Southampton win. I'm going to go for the match result on both teams to score, though. I think Derby will score. 23-10 Southampton to win this game. Both teams get on the score sheet. That's much more palatable than 13-20. So over 2-1 for the Premier League team to get the job done over Derby. But I must say, when I'm looking at that price, 17-2 for Derby to win and both teams to score, it does look a big old price. But I'll go with the Premier League outfit.
Yeah, and if you're talking Southampton games and both teams scoring, by the way, that's happened in six of their last seven. So yeah, it happens very often.
And the same with Derby, didn't it? I know it didn't happen at Elland Road, but and both teams to score, yes, is 4-5.
I want to give a shout out to Sammy Mockbell as well, who joined us from the FWA at the weekend, because he put Southampton up to beat Leicester as his best bet. Nice. And it was a nice price, and I was like, fair play. So a shout out to him. Anything else to add, Lee? Any favourite bets over all of that for the FA Cup midweek action?
No, there's nothing that really kind of, you know, it's not like a, you know, no nap selection, if you like, but I do think Blackburn will beat Newcastle. And I think, you know, in terms of, I wouldn't be taking either of these teams to win to nil, Blackburn on the TV games or Southampton. I think both will win the games. I think there'll be goals in both those matches. So maybe a both teams to score match result double.
A Blackburn-Southampton double is an Alan Shearer double as well. I don't know why I'm going back to Alan Shearer so much, but you know, he started his career at Southampton, didn't he?
And if you can't see this because it's a podcast, but Mark's got one finger in the air running around the room.
Doing the Shearer celebration all the way around the room. Thank you very much, Lee. Good stuff. Enjoy the midweek FA Cup action. Very best of luck if you are having a bet. Check out all those enhanced odds and specials on the William Hill website as well. And enjoy this football. We'll be back again at the weekend for the weekend edition of the Punt Podcast here at William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.